728, John Jay and Rich, Arizona's Morning Show. We got Cesar Millan coming up later on, about 10 minutes to talk about dog whispering. That's coming up 10 minutes. Also, if you want to go, if you're going on spring break anywhere, we need you to be our reporter. Call Randy at 877-937-1047, and he will give you a private number for you to call throughout the whole week and leave us messages that we can play on there. If you're going to Havasu, you're going to Florida, you're going to Palm Springs, you're going to San Diego, doesn't matter. Cancun, doesn't matter. Rocky Point.
You think that dog whisper, you think I could get him to admit that it's all a bunch of BS, that people can just say, hey, quit peeing on the carpet. That's all you really need to do.
Yeah, but you tell your dog to quit peeing on the carpet, he won't. You have to leave your dog. See, dogs should be outside.
What if you whisper?
Dogs should be dogs.
I'm just kidding.
Pee on the carpet.
You're talking to a guy that my dogs have their own room in my house.
I know. I remember when you first moved to Houston from Cincinnati, you flew in a dog sitter for the weekend from Cincinnati.
That's my wife being a little strange.
Yeah.
We've got these free tickets on Southwest. Let's just fly in the babysitter. We can trust her. Like it's a dog. I wasn't like that. I'm like that now. Because once you have kids,
dog's
your dog goes back to being a dog.
I can't believe you're finally saying that.
I
used to tell you that. You know, you love your dogs. I can't imagine loving a kid more than these dogs.
Right.
But the kids got to take over.
Yeah, and now the dogs, to me, if the dogs slept outside, they slept outside. But now they're still sleeping in their room.
But it's like it must be in your family. Because doesn't your sister have some, like, custody?
My sister shares custody of her dog, and my sister feeds her dog with a spoon. The dog will not eat unless it's on a spoon.
You are kidding
me. Swear to God. I swear to God.
But wait, your sister shares custody with what, an ex?
With an ex-boyfriend, the dog.
And she's married with a baby
she's
on the way.
She's married with a baby on the way.
Jeez.
Yeah. And the dog's on its last leg, quite frankly. But
well, she's feeding it with
and
a spoon.
I've even told
spoon.
Her. I mean, no, but she's fed the dog with a spoon since it was a puppy. It's like what she does. Yeah, it's horrible.
Like a literal dinner spoon?
Yeah.
Like God.
Yeah, she comes to my house and she has to use a spoon to feed it. And it's just amazing. Anywho, so it is Friday. Movies are opening today. Big movies are opening today. Our friends Donna John are going to review a couple of the flicks opening up today. Donna John, what's up?
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
What's up, guys?
How's it going?
Speaking of dogs, are you doing Shaggy D.A.?
We're doing Shaggy Dog.
Oh, Shaggy Dog.
Keep doing that. You have a thing with
topical.
That.
All right. You guys ready?
Oh, yeah.
Bring it on, kitties.
All right. The Shaggy Dog, of course, this movie pretty much makes it official. Tim Allen is the new undisputed king of Disney movies.
Right.
But as far as I'm concerned, Mickey Mouse, you're still the better actor, my friend.
So this movie is a combination of the Shaggy Dog and Shaggy Day. It has a similar concept, but it kind of has a different storyline. In this movie, it starts where there's a legend where a 300-year-old dog is living in Tibet. And there's this crazy scientist who is played by Robert Downey Jr., very cool.
Yeah.
Oh, he's mixing chemicals.
Well, he sends somebody to kidnap this dog and bring it back to the U.S. so it can do medical experiments on it and try to figure out what the secret of the Fountain of Youth is. Well, the dog doesn't like it, so he escapes and he ends up with a family who's led by Tim Allen, the father's Tim Allen, and his character is the lawyer who is prosecuting the guy who started a fire at this crazy scientist's office building. Well, the dog isn't too crazy about Tim Allen, so he bites him, which changes Tim Allen into... You got it.
Superman.
A dog. It's a big secret in the movie. But while he's a sheepdog, he learns that he's pretty much lost touch with his family, and he learns that there's a whole bunch of animals that this crazy scientist has that he's conducting experiments on and that they need to be rescued. So Tim Allen struggles between transforming between dog and lawyer, and he tries to reconnect with his family, expose the crazy doctor, and tries to rescue the animals that are being held captive.
Shaggy Dog, another Hollywood remake. Been there, done that. They updated the story pretty good, and there was some funny stuff at the end, but what does Randy Jackson say on American Idol? It was just okay for me, man. Or dog, I guess that would be more appropriate.
Will little kids like it, though?
Well, you know, little kids might like it if you're not familiar with the original one. I do think, though, that Tim Allen deserves an Oscar because there were times when I thought I was looking at an actual dog on the screen.
Johnny, you're such an idiot.
Tim Allen always seems cartoonish to me. That's why I only liked him as Buzz Lightyear, and that's why I think kids might like that, because he does allude to the Buzz Lightyear character in this movie.
Creative.
But for adults, Robert Downey Jr.'s in it, and I'm going to tell you guys, you might disagree, but... this is fact. Robert Downey Jr., funniest dude in film today.
He's very talented.
Funniest dude in film today. Funnier than Steve Carell, funnier than Will Ferrell, funnier than Vince Vaughn.
Not funnier than Jim Carrey.
You're insane.
No, he is very talented.
You haven't seen him, John Jay. You got to go see his last couple of movies.
Talented, yes.
Hilarious.
Talented, yes.
Yeah,
no,
he's
funny.
He is funny.
He's gone beyond acting. He's funnier than he is a good actor.
How so?
If you don't believe me, man, I'll take you on right now.
But how so? What happened? Give me a scene. What did he do that was so funny?
You can't explain it. He's just an amazing. The way his expressions are just so amazing. He's much funnier than Tim Allen in this movie. And you guys know I love the Kiss Kiss Bang Bang movie. You got to rent that when it comes out and watch it. I would say that may be the funniest movie I've ever seen in my life.
Is that because you and him have a similar past?
No, I don't have any. Yeah, uh-huh. China White on the beach with Glenn Campbell.
That's very funny.
That's very similar to my past.
Are you funnier than that?
It's actually similar to my present.
So, what's the movie night traffic light? Give this one.
We're going to rate this one a yellow. This movie isn't great, but has some cute and entertaining moments, and I think some of the kids probably will like it.
All right, yeah. Very good.
Okay, guess which one is next?
What, that the scary one?
Yeah.
Mystic Pizza?
This one is The Hills Have Eyes, which you guys may have noticed took over all the advertising on MySpace yesterday.
Yeah,
so did.
Yeah. Everywhere. Yeah.
Scared the crap out of me.
The Hills Have Eyes is, of course, it's an updated version of a classic by the same name, which, as you may know, won the 1977 award for most irrelevant movie title.
Well, the 1977 one was a Wes Craven version, and this is the remake of it. And it has a similar storyline, and it starts out kind of the same, where there's a family on vacation, and they're driving through New Mexico to get to California, and they're tricked into taking a remote dirt road through the desert.
Hell
yeah.
Hell no.
There's a lot of those these days.
Yeah. What they don't realize is their car breaks down, but they're surrounded by a group of people who, a long time ago, the U.S. government was conducting nuclear tests in this area, and they decided not to leave, which transformed them into these brutal, crazy, deformed, deranged, cannibalistic mutants. And they're pretty pissed off, and they're going to torture, kill, and eat anyone that crosses their path.
See, that could happen in real life.
Yeah, exactly.
Very much so. And, Rich, you mentioned this before, but this is where the movie gets extremely, extremely gruesome. There is no one safe in this family. It doesn't matter if they're a father, a mother, a child, or a pet. They're raped, burned alive, torn to pieces, brutally beaten, kidnapped, and even eaten.
Ugh.
I know. But the
you
guys know the girl that plays Claire on Lost?
Yeah.
She's in this movie, and her character and her brother-in-law take off to rescue her nephew from the mutants, and they get a chance to dish out, and I'm not kidding, some very seriously nasty revenge on the mutants.
Do they show her naked?
No, not at all. No nudity. So that's
kind of does she really have an Australian accent?
Well, she hides her Australian accent in this movie, but I was telling John this. I could hear it pop out every once in a while just because I know she has that accent, but she did a pretty good American accent.
It flips out. So
I wonder if
this movie, it's blood, guts, and gore. There's way too much, plus just a little more. I wrote that wonderful little poem while I was watching this ridiculous thing. But for some reason that escaped me, probably just to screw with me, Don thought this was actually the best movie ever.
Well,
so I don't get it. But.
Well, John, didn't you see the audience reaction? I mean, the audience reacted like you would not believe during this movie.
Huh. They did react a lot. I thought it was all because of me. I am on the radio, you know.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Really, for whatever reason, the audience did react a lot, which made it a lot of fun to see at the theater because the crowd was all into it. So that was really kind of cool. And it is a classic horror film in that it will definitely gross you out, make you jump out of your seat, and shake you all up. But just so you know, you guys called it a scary movie. It's not really a scary movie. You're not going to have nightmares or be afraid to drive through New Mexico or I don't know, maybe I'm just unusually brave. I don't know. But
yeah, that's it.
It didn't really scare me. And I thought there was one aspect of it that, for me, just made it too depressing. So it kind of ruined it for me, but Don thinks I'm silly about it. So.
Well, what is it?
Don't say. Don't give anything
away. Okay. Oh, it's good. Yeah. Yeah.
But if you're willing to risk a little depression and you really like the terror and the horror and the gore and that kind of thing more than the scared part, you might like it because it was fun. I mean, the crowd just went nuts, and so we had a good time.
So on our movie night traffic light, we're going to rate this one a yellow. There is a whole lot of gore and disturbing scenes, but a pretty decent horror flick, I think.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's weird that she would like it and he wouldn't.
I know. It is kind of weird.
It's because Robert Downey Jr. is not in it.
Well, Robert Downey Jr. That's right. It would have been great with Robert Downey Jr. He should be in everything.
That's your man crush, isn't it?
It is. That's some kind of man crush. I just want to hang out with the dude.
All right, Donna John, thanks for the movie review. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, sounds good. Bye-bye.
All right, so one second.